It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Washington Times political editor, Stephen Dinan. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Two-thirds of jobs go to immigrants during Obama's 4 years. Who knew that?
Yeah, I was really stunned by this finding, and it's from a study by the Center for Immigration Studies, which, you know, up front is a group that pushes for stricter limits on immigration. But in this case, they're looking at Census Bureau data. Every quarter, the Census Bureau releases, from the current population survey, releases data, including, you know, self-identified foreign-born, i.e. immigrants, both legal and illegal. It doesn't make any distinction there. And then native-born is one of the questions they figure out. And then you can figure out from those how many say they are currently holding a job. So they crunched all these numbers, and it turns out that over the last, basically since the first quarter of 2009, so when President Obama took office, until now, employment, total overall number of people who say they are employed is up about 3 million. Of those, 2 million of those are foreign-born, and only 1 million of those are native-born. So there you get it. Two-thirds of those, of the new employment that has been added under President Obama, the net new jobs, essentially, went to immigrants, both legal and illegal.
All right. Obvious questions. How and why did it happen?
You know, there's no easy answer to the why. There are a bunch of different theories, some of which have some numbers that back them up. So, you know, among those theories, number one is that the social safety net, essentially unemployment benefits and welfare, there are restrictions on those. Native-born are entitled to them automatically when you hit the right criteria, the right income criteria. But foreign-born, there are a number of restrictions, including, in some cases, a five-year, you have to have been here more than 5 years before you can access some of these welfare programs and food stamps and whatnot, those sorts of things. So one of the thoughts is that the social safety net is so generous for native-born that they have an enticement to sort of stay on unemployment benefits, while the immigrants who don't have those who don't have access to that safety net, when they see a job, they jump at it immediately. So in that case, you could make the argument that this is as the recovery begins, immigrants are always more likely to jump on new jobs than native-born. One other explanation is that immigrants are more mobile than native-born. You know, by definition, if you're talking about new immigrants coming from overseas versus immigrants who are already here for 4 or 5 years or longer, those immigrants coming from overseas, essentially they can, if they're looking at, well, we can go to Massachusetts, we can go to Texas, we can go to Colorado, and it turns out that there are a lot of jobs coming up in Texas, which is coming out of the recession faster, the immigrant can say, oh, well, I'm moving to the U.S., I might as well go to Texas. Whereas if you're an American and you're living in, say, an old coal town or something in Pennsylvania, it's a lot tougher for you to get up and say, I'm picking up everything, I guess I'm going to move where the jobs are. So it's just the mobility bar. And there's actually been some research that suggests that it takes a higher wage to attract somebody who's already settled rather than an immigrant who's already on the move. And the numbers that back this up are that it turns out that of the immigrants who have jobs, that employment gain, the 2 million employment gain among immigrants, the vast majority of that went to new immigrants, new arrivals over those last few years, rather than immigrants who'd been here for a while. So, you know, those are sort of the structural barriers. The bigger problem in all these numbers is that the Center for Immigration Studies looked back until the year 2000. So they went back 12 years and found that overall there's been a steady decline in the percentage of native-born who have jobs, who report being employed. In 2000, the number was, I think, 76% of native-born reported that they had jobs. Now the number is 69%. For immigrants, it actually started off at about 71%, jumped up to about 74% at the height of the Bush economic boom in, say, 2007 or so, and then has slid back with the recession down to 69%. But so those numbers were going in opposite directions, even when the economy was growing back in the first part of the last decade. Native-born are working less and less and less as a trend, and immigrants are working more and more and more.
Anything as to whether or not there has been an increase in the number of legal and illegals entering the country?
These numbers are a little sketchy, but they in the, let's see, in the 1990s, we averaged about 1.1 million immigrants, both legal and illegal, per year. In the last decade, the last 10 years, from 2001 through 2010, we averaged about 900,000 or so per year. So slightly less than we were in the boom times of the 90s, but still, that's a large number. And, you know, the center, which advocates for stricter immigration limits, their point in all of this is that, okay, so if we're talking about immigration for the purposes of benefiting America, and in particular the American economy, at a point when the economy is doing bad, shouldn't that number go down? Shouldn't we be talking about, shouldn't we lower the number of immigrants that we allow in for right. business reasons or whatever else, so that we don't have that competition? And their argument is, no, the levels remain, we essentially remained a very high immigration state even in these bad economic times, and their point is they wanted to have a national economic debate about that. They wanted both presidential candidates to talk about that, and we haven't had that debate during this election.
All right, now that we know this information, and it's being made public today, obviously, through your story, front page of the Washington Times, do you see Mitt Romney using this information over the coming days?
No, I don't, and there are a couple of different reasons why. He's actually, you know, he's had this chance throughout the campaign. When he's talked about immigration, he has talked about illegal immigration, wanting to crack down on it out of a rule of law perspective, but he's never talked about immigration as a competition for jobs. And this is, you know, academics go back and forth on how much immigrants do compete with native-born workers for jobs. This research suggests that at least in the past 3 years and maybe over the last 12 years, that competition seems to be heating up, or at least there's some trends going on there that we should pay attention to. But Romney has shied away from that and from getting into competition for jobs altogether. He's approached illegal immigration as a rule of law issue, and as for the economy, he actually goes the other direction and says we should let in particular, high-tech workers, science and mathematics and engineering degrees, those who have advanced degrees from American colleges. He wants to automatically give them green cards. Just, you know, any immigrant who comes to the U.S., studies and earns a master's or a PhD in one of these high-tech fields would automatically get a green card, essentially a legal permanent residency at that point. He wants to attract them and keep them, which would in some ways mean more competition for jobs. So it gets very complex how the U.S. Allows in who we decide to let come into the country. And in fact, we more than any other country allow immigrants to self-select and decide, yes, we want to go to the U.S. rather than the country as a whole deciding who we want to let in.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, if you haven't checked it out, read the story. 2/3 of jobs go to immigrants during Obama's 4 years. It's by Stephen Dinan. Stephen, great to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Andy.
It is 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.